Welcome back to the News at One. Ukrainians have been back in bomb shelters in many parts of the country as Russia carried out more missile and drone strikes overnight using its long-range capabilities from air, land and sea. It's reported that French jets were used for the first time by Ukraine to push back the Russian attacks. President Zelensky, meanwhile, has today called for an air and sea truce with Russia. And he said that he will attend talks with the US next week in Saudi Arabia. Before coming on air, we asked journalist Emmanuel Chase, who's in Kyiv, to describe the latest military strikes and Ukraine's response.
Well, last night, once again, Russia launched a large-scale attack against Ukraine's energy infrastructures. There were 67 missiles and almost 200 drones, kamikaze drones, that were launched against Ukraine. So all across the country, there was an air raid alert on the whole night. There were two waves of attacks, and a number of sites have been hit. There's a central region of Poltava that was hit, where two people were injured, an adult and a child, as well as a gas pipeline that was damaged. And there was also in the eastern city of Kharkiv, there were explosions there. Critical infrastructure was targeted. And in the western city of Ternopil, another critical infrastructure was targeted. So we see that Russia is not winding down on its attacks against Ukraine.
And how has this impacted people in the larger cities and in Kyiv?
Well, like every night, we receive notifications on the phones saying that we need to take shelter. Obviously, people who have to go through that every night, you know, sometimes they go to the shelter when they know that there's an increased danger of an immediate, you know, strike by a drone or a missile. When we know that there are missiles in the air, that's when people do go to shelters for sure, because, of course, the explosive charge of a missile is tenfold, even more compared to that of a drone. So there's a different levels of attacks, of course, but the danger is everywhere. And also, when a drone is intercepted, debris are falling. And when they fall, you know, it cannot be controlled. And it often falls on civilians, on civilian infrastructure. And of course, with the fear of being struck by missiles, people here are very aware that they live in a permanent danger.
Russia's defense ministry today, in announcing these overnight attacks, pointed to its own long-range capabilities. Is Ukraine being hampered yet by this pause in intelligence sharing, which has shut off some key data sources to the military there?
It is, because that hinders Kyiv's access to, for example, satellite imagery that it needs to monitor the movements of Russian military. And that includes fighter jets, Russian fighter jets, which are the ones launching those missiles. So this is a great worry here in Ukraine, that with the US deciding to pause, to halt the sharing of intelligence with Ukraine, that such strikes might not only increase in frequency, but also might become more destructive and deadlier to the Ukrainian population.
We know, Emmanuel, that Saudi Arabia is going to host talks next week where America and Ukraine will meet. And President Zelensky has just confirmed today that he will be at those talks. What is the reaction or the hope there in Ukraine for the talks?
Well, for all that's been happening over the past week, you know, Ukrainians really felt stabbed in the back by the White House, by the Trump administration. And there's still some hope that the relationship between Washington and Kyiv can be mended, because the U.S. used to be a reliable partner for Ukraine, and an important partner also when it comes to the delivery of military equipment. So, of course, Ukraine would like to see U.S. as an ally and not as you know, a country siding with the Russian agenda, as it's been doing for the past week.
And has there been any reaction to that EU leaders' meeting yesterday, where there was plenty of support on show for Ukraine, but they did not sign off on any new military package?
You've just mentioned it. It's a support on show that it's much welcomed here in Ukraine. There's a sense of relief as well to see that Europe seems to have understood that now was the time to rearm and to increase its defense spending. However, Ukraine is under aggression right now. It has to answer to the Russian aggression right now. And so what Ukrainians hope from Europe is to be able to have more access to to European defense technologies when it comes, for example, to air defense, especially in light of the letdown by Washington. And so Ukrainians will very much hope to see more, you know, an increasing support by Europe, not only for its own defense, but also for Ukraine's defense.
And that was journalist Emmanuel Shea speaking to us there from Kyiv.